We are into the holidays now, full tilt. Thanksgiving just days away, which means homes are getting that deep cleaning we've all been putting off all fall since the kids went back to school. By now, we've all bonked our heads a few times, pulling the decorations out of the boxes stashed in the attic. And we're going to bed with visions of spinach dip and green bean casseroles dancing in our heads. Full tilt, I tell ya. But you know what helps to calm the crazies? 15 minutes, just 15 or 20 minutes of me time in the morning, and 15 more minutes at the end of the day, sitting with a cup of tea, a gratitude journal maybe, simply an attitude of openness and acceptance for all the good things that are headed your way, sets the tone for a great day, a great week, at least a better day. 15 more minutes before bed, if you can steal them reflecting on the positive things you've encountered, even if there was a lot of chaos to contend with, helps you to de-stress and get a better night's rest. Try it. See if you feel a little weight lifted from your shoulders. Just 15 minutes. And you know what else helps tremendously? Music. Music, I believe, is the language of the angels. And on that, I get to be the bearer of good tidings. Today's podcast guests are all in too. As one of the most innovative and inspiring vocal groups of our time, Pentatonix reimagines, reinvigorates, and redefines a cappella. Since bursting upon the scene 12 years ago, the three-time Grammy-winning and Daytime Emmy-nominated vocal quintet, Scott, Mitch, Kirsten, Kevin, and Matt have reached unprecedented heights, topping charts, selling 10 million albums worldwide, generating billions of streams, and performing everywhere from the White House and Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade to the Hollywood Bowl. And here in my own little area, they were at the fair this last summer, and I got to go backstage and hang out with them. It was amazing. Their catalog boasts back-to-back number one albums on the Billboard 200, namely the gold-certified Pentatonix and platinum certified a Pentatonix Christmas. Their awe-inspiring single Hallelujah also achieved international success as a platinum certified single in Canada and a gold single in Germany and in Switzerland. They made history as the first a cappella act to win Best Arrangement, Instrumental, or a cappella at the Grammys in 2015 and 2016. A year later, they earned another Grammy in the category Best Country Duo Group Performance for their duet with Dolly Parton and her song Jolene. And they've collaborated with other greats such as Stevie Wonder, Kelly Clarkson, Miley Cyrus, Lindsey Stirling, Meghan Trainor, and Jennifer Hudson, just to name a few. Pentatonix will unveil their 12th overall full-length and 7th holiday album this month, The Greatest Christmas Hits, that contain, get this, 23, you heard that right, 23 of the group's top holiday songs and 8 brand new, never heard before tracks, including one holiday single, Please Santa Please. And guess what? They're here with me today. Let's get the inside scoop on the new album, their holiday tour, and everything these generous geniuses have been up to on this episode of Love Someone. Before we do, though, I get to fill you in on the goodness of one of my podcast sponsors, a new sponsor that just joined us this time, Heat Holders. When temperatures drop, it's time to turn up the heat. Heat Holders will keep your feet warm and your toes too. They're the warmest thermal socks around because of their three-stage process. A cashmere-like advanced insulating yarn is used to make the sock. Then it's brushed intensely so it traps warm air close to the skin for longer. All this softness keeps feet warm and oh so comfy. I've got animals to feed and many chilly chores to be done on the farm this time of year. Heat holders are the perfect companion. Pamper yourself and let heat holders walk you through the cold weather. They come in all sizes. They also make hats, gloves, scarves, throws, and many other cozy things. Perfect stocking stuffers and holiday gifts for young and old. Promo code Delilah. That's D-E-L-I-L-A-H. We'll save you 15% off your order at heatholders.com. And there's free shipping for orders over $25. That's heatholders.com. Promo code Delilah. Heat Holders, making life warmer. Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah. I get a whole lot of love with the folks I'm talking to today. Mitch and Matt and Kirsten, Scott and Kevin. I got to see you in person this past summer, which was amazing.
Oh my gosh, thanks.
Thank you.
It was so good to see you there. We were so excited when we heard you were there. We were like, the queen, the icon, the legend is here at our show. That was exciting.
What was I buying when I walked by a poster on my way to get their, they've got these hamburgers at the fair called like Thunder Burgers or something rude that are like massive burgers. And my kids were like, I want one. I'm like, I tell you what, I'll buy two and we'll split them in half because they're like 5 pounds of beef. Nobody needs that much red meat in their life.
Cannot be good for the human body.
Yeah. So I saw the poster. I'm like, OMG. So I'm calling, you know, my producers and my friends because, Scott, I didn't have your new number. And I'm like, I'm here. I want to give you guys a hug. And it happened and it came together and it was awesome.
It was amazing. It was amazing meeting all your kiddos, too.
Yeah. So you got to meet my younger ones who weren't on the Ferris wheel. There was like 20 of us that went. When you have to understand, when I take my kids to the fair or I take my kids floating down a river, I need your tour bus.
Everyone gets their own bunk.
Like, do you know what it's like taking 14 kids to the fair?
Oh, I couldn't imagine.
Seriously.
And then I sit there going, why do I set myself up for this? Why? Because this one wants to go ride the scary big rides, and this one is throwing up because they went on the scary big rides. Why do I do this to myself? But now we're together, and today's the day you launch your Christmas tour. Last year, your Christmas tour played to packed houses, like massive venues. And now you're picking up where you left off with this year's Christmas tour.
Yeah, we're very, very excited about this. I mean, to be able to celebrate kind of this long career we've had with Christmas, with this tour and with this greatest hits album. I mean, I think this show is definitely going to feel like a culmination of just the career we've had. And we're just so excited to see the fans again. Like, Christmas is our favorite tour to always do. And so this is going to be one to definitely remember.
Kirsten, you always have the cutest outfits on the Christmas tour.
Oh, thank you.
Are you going to wow us again this year?
I try my very best.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some like sparkly boots or like, so we've been very into like the elegant, like long, fancy dresses, which I love because like Christmas is the best time to like dress up. I feel like we're going to like a fancy holiday party with pentatonics, with singing, which is like the best.
It is the best. It is the best. Mitch, you excited? You ready?
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is Christmas tour is my favorite. It's always my favorite leg of tour. It just feels like everybody is in such a good mood. We're all excited. We love the season. And singing Christmas music is just, there's just something about it that's obviously so joyous. And I feel like it's such a beautiful symbiotic relationship between the crowd and us on stage. Because I feel like we're all kind of looking for an escape, you know, at Christmas time.
Right now, don't you think we need a little Christmas more than ever?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
We have a song in our set list called We Need a Little Christmas.
I was cleverly trying to weave that in so you could just jump in there.
Brilliant.
Trying.
I was like, it's funny you say that.
Funny how you got the list right in front of you, Delilah.
A true pro.
So tell me about the songs you've got. This is like the longest album that I think I've had in years, 23 total, right?
Yeah.
And 8 new ones.
It's so exciting because, you know, our Christmas business has been such an integral part of our careers and our lives, all of us personally and as a group. And so this is like the culmination of 7 Christmas albums over all these years. And like, it's the story of this incredible journey we've had in the Christmas space and creating the soundtrack to people's memories. And it's been such a beautiful experience for us and given us so much joy that this album is like 23 of these songs that we feel resonated with people the most, that we're the most passionate about. And then obviously we always love to give people new Christmas music. So we have 8 new songs. And then I think there's some of our 8 best arrangements we've ever done. And so this, I feel like this album really just like summarizes so much of our career and who we are. And I think that it's going to be the perfect playlist for people to just put on in the background while they're making cookies, opening presents. We just curated it. You don't have to switch the playlist, just you can put it on and it's good.
Yeah, and I feel like it's a good variety of songs too. Like when the album came out, I was listening with my fiance and my daughter and she's dancing around, and it was just so special to hear all the songs that we've been doing for so many years. And like, I felt so proud of all the work that we've done, but also it was just like a really good journey of different songs too. Like we were dancing and then we were like listening to Mary Did You Know, which is super fun. And then like all the claps on White Winter Hymnal. So I feel like really proud of it. Like people are going to love it.
I have to say, Scott, you said background while you're baking cookies or whatever. I can't background you guys.
Well, thank you.
Because you just like break into a full choreo routine?
I do.
I can see that.
And I have to sing along. And I have not exactly pentatonics worth vocals. You know what I'm saying?
You have the most pleasing voice to the ear I've ever heard, I think.
Oh, thank you. When I'm talking. Yeah. The joy bubbles. I mean, it bubbles up and out when you guys are singing. So I can't background y'all. It's foreground. Aww. It's, oh my God, listen to this part. Listen to this part. Listen to the.
That's so nice.
So please, Santa, please. We're getting lots of requests and lots of people talking about that. Tell me about it.
Yay. Yeah. We wrote that song when we went to Nashville. There's a lot of amazing songwriters in Nashville and we're really, really proud of it. We feel like it is giving you classic Christmas holiday spirit, but kind of spinning it in a new way and in a very like rom-com way. And yeah, it was fun. It was a very collaborative experience and it was just really fun to be in the studio with everyone. Like Scott helped me with my solo and that was just really fun. And I feel like that song and just this album in general, like the more collaboration you can get within your team and the band, like the more fun and the more magical the song becomes. So we had a lot of fun with it and I feel like we're all really, really proud of it.
Scott, your thoughts?
We love Please Santa Pia. We did original songs and we tried to get creative. You know, at this point, we've done every Christmas song that exists. I think we have 90 different Christmas songs that we've released or more. And so it was just fun getting creative with what types of songs we can do. So like Kiss from a Rose, for example, it does have the lyric "When it snows," and we'll run with that.
And so there you go. When it snows, that's enough.
That's all you need.
That's enough. Like, if it has winter in the title, we're going to do it.
Yeah. Snow, cold, winter.
Twinkle.
really grasping it.
You know, another one that I really like too is we have a mashup of Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka, which is just one of the most magical songs in existence
pure
in history.
Imagination.
And then it works perfectly with Christmas Time Is Here. And everyone just sounds ethereal on it. It's one of my favorite things we've ever done, Christmas or not. I love it.
My daughter, Delilah Jr., who's now 14, last year, her school put on Willy Wonka, the play, and not a single boy turned out. So they had a cast of like 23 girls, and she played Mr. Salt, Veruca's father, and she nailed it. She was brilliant.
That's amazing.
But I'd forgotten about Willy Wonka, kind of, and I fell back in love with the music.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So good.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
And you guys have a song that's not on the Christmas album, but is on the radio right now. The song I'll Rise.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I Rise.
Oh, yeah.
Can we just talk about that and the lyrics and what inspired that? Can just somebody pick up the ball and run with it? Because I can't not cry.
Oh, wow.
I can't not cry when I think of my kids and what they've been through and what the world is going through and what I've been through.
Yeah.
It's become like my anthem.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. And we're so happy to hear that, because that is definitely what we were going for putting the song out. I think that all of us in Pentatonix, I mean, everyone has like been through these times where they had to overcome obstacles, and everyone's obstacles are different. And I feel like for I Rise, I always think about like I've had to overcome inner demons and like self-doubt and personal issues that I felt like I rose above that, and that I'm on the other side of it. And so I think that this song, what I love about it, it's so cool that so many different people can relate it to themselves or relate it to their journeys in different ways. So
yeah. It feels like a battle cry of some sorts, you know. Like I feel like when we got to perform it live for the first time, I remember feeling like this like big release, because it's like this anthemic thing that people are just kind of, some people are kind of screaming it out, some people are kind of getting emotional. It just really resonates to people in so many different ways that when we were writing it, I don't even know if we knew that it would do that in that way and it manifests itself that way. So it's just really special.
To me, it feels like a call to arms, meaning these arms, to reach out, to reach out. It's inspiring to me. And you guys do so many inspiring things. How many charities do you guys work with? I know you work with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Yes?
Yes, we're the Make-A-Wish and Do It For The Love and Ryan Seacrest Foundation. Music Cares, Prepper Project.
You know, I wrote a book a couple of years ago, and the whole premise of the book is the only way we're going to change the world is one heart at a time, is touching people's lives one heart at a time. And when I listen to the words of that song, it's like a call to reach out our arms even more in love than ever before.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel like when you're performing, I know in the venue that I got to see you in recently, you look out, there's talk about a blending of cultures and styles and people. You don't have like a typical listener.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a beautiful testament to what the power of music can do. And I think people can tell that we really love what we do, and they can feel that love. And I think it's exactly what you were saying. All we're really trying to do here is to touch people's hearts one heart at a time and bring them joy. And And I think it's that joy is infectious. You know, I think that's why the Christmas tour is so fun for us, because at the end of the day, it's just like bringing so much joy to so many people, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was funny when I was, before I came in from backstage and they were checking my credentials and, you know, they're like, well, who's this kid? That's my son. And the lady is like, that's your son? And I'm like, yeah, I know. A 63-year-old white woman with a 7-year-old African boy. Doesn't look like your typical family, but, and that's my daughter, and that's my daughter, and that's my granddaughter. And they were wonderful. They treated us so graciously, even though Paul kept raiding the refrigerator. And as we were leaving, there was an older man in a plaid, you know, kind of the theme of the Northwest, our uniform.
Yeah, of course.
That plaid and blue jeans. Anyway, and he said, have you just been back with Pentatonix? And I said, yeah, I was. He's like, can I just ask you, are they as nice as they sound, as they seem? Like on stage, they seem like really nice kids. And this guy was... You know, you can tell he'd been a lumberjack for reals when he was younger, or, you know, worked at the train station or something. And I said, yeah, they really are that nice. He said, ever since the first time I heard them, I have been in love with their music. And he had his daughter on the phone, who was excited to see me, not because I'm Delilah, because they didn't know I was Delilah, but because I had met you guys. You know what I mean? And he's like, you got to hurry, honey. You got to hurry. She was trying to park her car. But we had fun. And I was just kind of shocked at this gentleman's pure love for you. And his excitement to share it generationally. He was there, his daughter was coming, and his grandkids were coming, and he had bought tickets for everybody. And I think you cross a lot of different boundaries.
Definitely. Yeah,
it's a really beautiful part of what we do. And I sometimes at like a meet and greet, a mom will come with her daughter and be like, your music is like the main thing we bond over, and we love listening to it together. And that makes me so happy, just knowing that we can cross generations and cross boundaries. And it's so cool to look out into the crowd and see like the theater kids, and then see like older people and younger people. It's really special. It really is harmony.
It is perfect harmony. Perfect harmony. I cannot get enough of these wonderful people. We're going to spend more time with Pentatonix, but I want to pause our conversation for just a moment so I can tell you about another important podcast sponsor. Mercy Ships has been transforming lives for over 40 years. Many people in our world have no access to healthcare, and as a result, they must endure pain and suffering. But with the support of volunteers and donors, Mercy Ships can go to these communities and perform free surgeries. Surgeries that help mothers see their babies for the first time. Surgeries that allow little boys and girls to run and play. They change lives through the work they do. Now, thanks to the launch of the Global Mercy, the first custom-built hospital ship of its kind, they can help even more people. The Global Mercy is projected to serve 150,000 patients over the next 5 decades. 4-year-old Amadou from southern Senegal was the first to receive surgery on the Global Mercy. Born with one windswept leg and one bowed leg, he missed out on so many things kids love. But thanks to the treatment he received from Mercy Ships, Amadou can't wait to run around with his friends, and he dreams of all that lies ahead. Learn more about Mercy Ships at mercyships.org. And you guys have won so many awards and skyrocket sales, but I know, having met you and got to know you a little bit, that really isn't what keeps you going, is it? You're not one of the five of you seem to be driven by this award or that award. It's like, I don't see that in your character or when I talk to you at all.
It seems to be, from my understanding anyway, it's the love of performance and the love of music, but it's also, you know, how far can we take this? How can we progress as artists, but also as people? And honestly, not to be existential, but I think it's also like, how can we further humanity and bring as much goodness to humanity as we can through what we do, you know?
And the process of creation and becoming obsessed with making it and then like getting excited about it, that joy, that is like such a magical, beautiful part of the human experience. And we love to create music, and that gets communicated in it. When people listen to it, when people see us sing, they can feel the joy that we felt making it, and it makes them feel good as well. And that's just like the power of music and art. And that keeps us going too, because I've never ever get tired of making art. Anytime I start to make music, I'm just like at 100% serotonin. It's been my North Star for joy for so long.
So which one of you is the one at 3 o'clock in the morning goes, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I just had the most brilliant idea and I must do this now.
Oh, it's Scott. Especially every the 3 in the morning part.
Yeah, especially 3, 4 in the morning.
I get a text at like 3:30 or 4 and he's like, what about this? I'm like, I was asleep.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have an idea for a 5-act musical.
They all in unison, Scott. Said you. So you've got my private number. If that ever happens, feel free to hit me up, because that's when I do my best work.
Really? Oh my gosh, good to know. I'm always up late. Yeah.
I've read everything about, you know, early rising is better for you, blah, blah, blah. But especially when I do the show and then the show's over, I'm just like, ah, I should have played this song with that. Oh, I should have. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite off the stage holiday traditions or memories? Anybody have something that's... Scott's got a new family this year, so maybe there's a new tradition you're starting or anything like
I know.
That?
Now that me and Mark, we don't know what we're... We think we're going to like set up the Christmas tree really early, because we never get to decorate the house for Christmas, any of us, because we're on tour. So we might like put it up soon, the Christmas tree and all the decorations. And I think that alone, and we just moved into a new house. I think the combination of that, like Christmas and the new house, new husband, it's going to be a very emotional, amazing experience.
Yeah, for me, my wife actually this is her first time spending Christmas with my family. And this is our second year of marriage. We'll celebrate in January 2nd. And so I'm really excited for her to see, you know, all of our traditions. And we're so busy, so we don't get to spend too much time. I'm from Maryland, so we don't get to spend too much time there. And so we'll have like a good chunk of time to like, we may like drive past my high school and like go to like old parks that we used to, you know, I used to play baseball and things. I'm thinking about like already thinking about fun things to do. Take her down the trip down memory lane.
You know, the word intimacy, somebody broke it down for me once and said, it's into me see, into me see. And when you take her down that trip and you take her to your high school, you're not just saying, hey, this is where I went to high school. You're saying, look at who I was and how God prepared me for you and who I am today. And that those memories, those when you can share that, I mean, she wasn't there obviously with you in high school, but you can share who you were and how that affects who you are.
Yeah,
so like making me cry.
That's Scott when you guys were here and Mark's family was here. That's what that is. That's intimacy, into me see.
I love that.
Beautiful.
Kevin, what are you doing for the holidays? You've been very quiet.
Oh, man. You know, now that I have, you know, my daughter, Kaya, I think my wife and I, we really want to do something really special with her. I mean, my wife loves Christmas time. And so she goes, I never knew I was going to basically marry one of the guys in like the Christmas band. So she goes, that just made my whole day. And that made my family very, very happy. And so one of the things that I know we really want to do is in Beverly Hills, they have a lot of beautiful lights down Rodeo Drive. And I think that's definitely something we really, really want to do during that time of the year. So
how old's Kaya?
She's 2.5.
Oh, yeah. So the lights are perfect.
Yes, she loves it. And she's speaking up a storm. So she'll tell you everything that she loves about the lights. And it's just, I'm so excited to get her perspective, because there's just a new type of joy. There's a certain newness that I'm going to receive watching her experience this for the first time, that I'm excited to kind of rejuvenate even my love for Christmas.
Kirsten, do you have any hopes for the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, last holiday, I was sick on Christmas, and it was my daughter's first Christmas. She's 16 months now. So, and we're going to be with my family. We trade off between my fiance Ben and my family. And so, I'm just really excited. I mean, I hope that it's going to be, we hope we're not sick. And, I think it's just going to be a really wonderful time spent with family. I feel like I just appreciate my time with my daughter so much. And especially with everything going on in the world, that's so crazy and so disheartening. It just is a constant reminder to really be grateful for what you have and to appreciate and love on your family so much. And I don't know what traditions we start. I mean, I guess the tradition that Eliana and I will have, we have a Christmas tour every year.
And do you guys get to bring the kids?
Yeah, she comes with me. So she first came last year when she was 4.5 months old. So that'll definitely be, I guess, what happens pretty much every year. But I'm hoping we can instill some other like baking or other family traditions that I used to have like when I was growing up.
I don't know. I'd give up baking traditions any day of the year to follow the Christmas band, you know, and be hanging out with you guys on tour. Mitch, what are your hopes for the holidays and the year ahead?
Man, that's such a big question.
It is a big question. And with all that's going on in the world, I know that, you know, you got a big heart.
That's exactly where my brain goes to. I think I just want for people to discover, as cheesy as it sounds, discover the power of love and self-compassion and compassion for others and finding peace of mind so that you can reach out. Like you were saying earlier, you can extend from that place of love and welcome others in and let them know that they're not alone and that we're all in this together, you know?
Amen. Well, thank you guys again for being here and spending time with us. Merry Christmas. God bless you and keep you safe and keep your babies safe and your spouses safe and just have a wonderful, wonderful tour. And we will catch up again soon and I will see you soon.
Thank you. Yes.
You're the best.
We love you.
Love you guys. The members of Pentatonics are as generous as they are grounded, as they are talented. They've supported organizations like Make-A-Wish Foundation, Do It for the Love Foundation, and so many other worthy causes. Last year, they completed their biggest and most successful Christmas arena, performing to the largest crowds they've ever headlined for. It sold out multiple dates across the country, and now they're picking up where they left off with Pentatonics, the most wonderful tour of the year. That kicks off today, November 14th, in Greater Palm Springs, California. Then it winds its way across the U.S., through the Midwest, along the East Coast, down south, finishing up on December 21st in Austin, Texas. If I counted right, there are 21 shows in all, and you will want to be at least at one or two of them. The Greatest Christmas Hits is already available, so don't waste a second. Add it to your holiday playlist now. There is something so magical, ethereal. It just goes right to your heart, the way Pentatonics delivers their music to us. Old familiar tunes seem brand new. And instead of holiday background noise, it stops us in our tracks and floods us with joy and makes us want to sing along. I am so grateful to this group of amazing, talented young vocalists for their music, for their hearts, for their friendship. Catch up with them on their official website, home.ptx.com. Home, H-O-M-E, home.ptxofficial.com, where you'll find all the information about the most wonderful tour of the year. I can't even say it without singing it. The most wonderful tour of the year. And their new release, The Greatest Christmas Hits. From here on out, folks, it's hands on, deck the halls. The holidays are a-coming, and I'll be right here to get you through the cleaning, the baking, the serving, the cleanup, the paper plates, whatever it is. Through it all, don't forget to take care of you. Set aside a few minutes to take care of you. I know it's a busy time of the year, but never too busy to slow down and love someone. Delilah.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.